Daf is Daf Ches. So we're on the Mishnah on the top. The Mishnah says, Hazarik Evan L'Rishus HaRabim. Guy throws a rock to the Rishus HaRabim, Vaharag, and he kills someone, Harei Zeh Gula. He gets Gullus. Mar's wanted to ask, isn't that amazing? The guy throws into the, Mamish tonight, Rachman on the truck that went right into the Rabim. So a guy throws into the Rabim, of course he's going to be, it's amazing. It's not Gullus, why is that accidental? So Gemara is going to address that question. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer im mishi kitchiotza ha'even miyado hotzi halez rosho. Let's say the guy throws a rock and there's no one there, and then the guy sticks his head out the window, hits the guy in the head and kills him. The kibla, he takes the blow to the head of harei zeh pater. He's pater because at the time he threw the rock, there's no one in sight. The guy put himself in danger. Zarakes ha'even l'chatzer. The guy throws it into his own courtyard, throws it in his backyard. Harag kills someone who's passing through his yard. If the Nizak had permission to be there, Gola. So then the Mazik, even though it's his property, he gets Golas because the Nizak had the permission to be there. But Im Lav, if the Nizak had no right to be there, so the Mazik had no idea anyone was in his backyard, ain't no Gola. Then he does not get Golas. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Vasher Yovo Esareo Biyar, when you enter into the forest with your friend, Ma Hayar, Rishis Lenizak Lemazik Likonesh Lasham, just like a forest where they both have equal rights to be there, so Af Kol Rishis Lenizak Lemazik Likonesh Lasham, so to every circumstance where they both have a right to be there, there is going to be Gullus. Yatza Chatzer Baal HaBayis She'ein Rishus LeNizak, to the exclusion of a case where the Baal HaBayis owned the Chatzer, but the Nizak has no permission to be there. Likonesh Lasham. Abashol Omer Ma Chatavas Eitim Rishus Af Kol Rishus. So it's talking about there in the pasuk Ashiyavu Etzreu Bayar, referring to he's chopping down wood. So just like the guy chopping down wood, it's a davar rishus. The guy doesn't have to chop down the wood; he decides to chop down wood. So Af Kol Rishus. So to any other act that's a rishus, that's when he'd be chayv galus. He's doing a voluntary act. But Yotza Av Hamakes Bino, to the exclusion where a father hits his son to discipline him. Rav Herodes HaTamido, or a Rebbe hitting his student to discipline him. Shliach Bezdin, or Shliach Bezdin, who's giving lashes to the Nidon, like he's supposed to, and ends up killing him. So then, since that wasn't a Rishus, that's considered Davar Mitzvah. We're not dealing with abuse, of course. This is not practiced anymore. But whatever, there's certain Heterim, there were certain Heterim of hitting a kid and disciplining him in such a way. That's considered a Davar Mitzvah, and then he would be potter if he were to kill someone in that case. Gemara says, L'Rishus HaRabim, is it who? So the beginning of the Mishnah said, if I or someone threw a rock to Rishus HaRabim and killed someone, he gets Gullus, implying that's Shogig. But that's Mazid. He threw into the Rabim, of course you're going to kill someone. You knew they were there. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak B'Sos Etz Koslo. He's talking about a case where he knocked over his wall, he took his wall down, and in doing so, a rock hit someone and killed the Rabim. So Gemara says, why does it make anything better? He should have paid attention where the rocks were falling. Who was in the chata? Who was in the Rishus HaRabim at the time? Gemara says, no, but so says Kosla Belaila. He destroyed, he knocked down the wall at nighttime. He didn't expect anyone to be there. So Gemara says, what do you mean? Belaila nami barle liyune. Just because it's dark out doesn't mean you can't check who's going to be behind the wall you're about to demolish. No, it's talking about Beso says Kosla La'ashba. He's knocking down his wall and supposed to fall into a garbage dump. No one hangs down the garbage dump. Mara says, let's understand this. Hey, hi, Ashba, hey, Chidami. What type of garbage is this? Ishri Chibei Rabim, in the place where guys hang out, so then Poshehu, then he should have checked to make sure no one was there. If people don't hang out there, and there happens to be a guy who was in the garbage dump, and he wasn't supposed to be, no one does that. Onesus, and the guy who knocked down the wall should be honest, he shouldn't get gullus.
She means mazed?
Yeah.
To murder, if you're Poshea, even though Mez, let's say Shabbos, so you intend to do a malacha. That's your intent.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you didn't intend it, it's not necessarily. But by murder, even if you didn't intend to murder someone, but you're Poshea, that counts as murder?
I think so, yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, the guy threw a rock to rob him. I didn't mean to kill anyone, but I knew the rock was going to go.
I assume Mezin means that your intent was
to violate that Avera.
Yeah.
I suppose Poshe is just negligence. You just were being clumsy.
Right.
And you should be more paid. But I think Gemara is equating here Poshe and Mazin. It's a good point. You're right. They are two different things. But I don't think the Gemara is distinguishing. But I guess we'll pay attention.
It seems it's not.
Yeah. Okay. So Gemara says, so then what's the case of the guy destroying his wall into a garbage, in which case he ends up killing someone that he's going to be considered shogig and gullus? What's this case? So Amar Papa, Papa explains, Lo tzricha ela la'ashba ha'asui lipanos ba'balayla, ve'in asui lipanos ba'bayom. Some of a garbage dump that was usually turned over and removed, Rashi says, the punish law is b'nei adam l'nikfeim. People would relieve themselves, use it to go to the bathroom. So people would go to the bathroom there during the nighttime when no one could see them, but they wouldn't use it as a bathroom during the daytime. V'ikid amikra v'yosev. So sometimes people come and sit there, and then they would go hang out there anyways at nighttime. I'd rather have them say during the daytime. Even though, again, normally people wouldn't go there during the daytime, they only go there at nighttime. Sometimes people will go and even use it to go to the bathroom during the daytime. So poshe lo havi, he's not considered poshe, the guy who knocked down the wall, because deha ine usuli panas bo bayom. This wasn't meant to be used as a bathroom during the daytime. Onus nami lo havi, he's not considered honest because deha ika demikrev yasiv. Sometimes people do come. End up becoming a statistical point here that sometimes people do come. Not enough people to be considered hemezid or poshea, but at least enough to remove it from being honest, so it's a shogig. And therefore, this individual would be chayiv galus. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, if the guy threw a rock and no one was there, and while the rock is in its trajectory, someone sticks his head out and gets hit, and the guy dies. So the guy who threw it's not responsible because the way was clear. No one was in the way. The guy who stuck his head out, unfortunately, he died, but there's no one who is responsible for that. So Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, how do you know that to be the case? Because the pasuk says, Umatza. I read the entire pasuk on the side. It says, Asher Yavos Re'eu Bayar, Lachtov Eitim. They go together in the field to cut wood. V'nidacho Yadol Bargarzon Lakros Ha'eitim. And either the blade or the wood fell out. V'nasha Barzom and Ha'eitim. It flew off. Umatza Re'eu. And it found his friend. And Umes and killed him. So it says, Umatza. Prat Limamtzi Es Atzmo. To the exclusion of where the Nizak, or the Nirtzach, found himself. He created the situation. If the guy's there already in the yard, and then the wood or blade finds the guy, and so then that's when you get gullus. But if the person who was killed found himself, he put himself in the position, he stuck his head out the window and got hit by the rock, then a person doesn't get gullus for them. Mikan, from here we see, Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov im michshiyotza ha'evim yado. From the moment the guy threw the rock out, and then only afterwards, hotzi hala es rosha, then the guy stuck his head out the window, the kibla, and took the hit, Potter, then he's Potter. That's what we learn from this Joshua. So Gemara says,
So in Rosh Hashanah, if somebody's walking, and when he threw the rock, the guy moved, why is that a different scenario than here?
It sounds like Rabbi Elazar might even say that in Rosh Hashanah. I mean, depends on, it's all, not across the board, Rosh Hashanah is always chayiv. If it's not being populated at that very moment, and the guy throws the rock there, so then the guy's Pater. If it's like with this constant traffic, and he finds a little hole to throw in, and the guy moves up quickly, that's probably more responsible. He's probably responsible for that case. But let's say it's completely clean. No one's there. And he throws it into the shuk, and then someone runs and hits his head. I would think he'd be Pater. It's all, I think, a situation of what the Matthias is.
You need Eidos on the positioning of the
Matthias. Lechora, yeah.
And then the Ratzach give Eidos himself about where everyone was at the time? No, I
don't think we even asked the Ratzach.
Have relayed them.
Yeah.
Probably very hard to...
Yeah, it's certainly very hard. Yeah, exactly. Very infrequent. Okay, Gemara now says, L'meimra d'matza mi'ikara mashma. So right now what we see is the word matza means, in the past, he found, right, that it existed when the blade or the wood flew out, the re'eh was already there. He was already positioned. Matzah means in the past tense. So Urminhi asks the question, U'matza prat l'matzoi shelo yimchor b'rachok v'yigal b'karov b'ra v'yigal b'yafil. What's going on here? So this pasuk is referring to a ste'achuza. Ste'achuza is, if, let's say I have property in Eretz Yisrael, and it's mine, and I need to have some cash. So I sell my property in order to liquidate my nechasim. And now, at the time, I have no money to buy back my land. I have an opportunity to redeem it. If I have money, I can redeem the land. But at the moment, I don't have any property to redeem it. So if I had property, let's say I had money to redeem it, and I decide not to use my money, I decide to sell it, so then that's considered already, it's a good sale. I can't redeem it. I only have the option to redeem it if I sold it because I had no other property. If I had plenty of money in the bank, I just wanted to sell a property, that means I wasn't that desperate, so then the sale is a good sale. So now what we learn from here is, let's just read the pasuk. The pasuk says, "Ish." I'm reading the side of the Gemara here. "Ish ko ki lo yelo goel." A person who does not have a goel, a redeemer, V'ha'isiga yado umata kidei gulaso. So no one's to redeem his land. He was off on his own. No relatives to help him out. And then somehow he's able to get money. Umata, and now, matza means in this pasuk, now he has money. That's going to be the question. But right now he finally finds money, so then he's allowed to redeem it. But if he already had in the past money, and yet he sold his land anyways, that shows that's a good sale. So let's read that inside again. Mark says, Uminhi, umata, I'm interpreting matza means now, right now he found money. Prat lematza, if he already had money in the past, shlo yimchor. So limkar barachok v'yigal b'karov. So let's say, you know, I had a property that was further away at the time of my initial sale. I sold property A. I had property B really far away. So it's a good sale because I had money. I didn't have to sell this land. But now I say, you know what, I'd rather actually have the closer land and I don't need the further land. So I'm going to sell this further land B in order to redeem A, which is closer to me. That cannot be done because I had money at the time. Again, the only time I could redeem it if I had no money. This is the only reason I sold the land, because I needed the cash. Or I can't sell a rav yigal biyafeh. I can't sell a bad land in order to redeem this good land. Because if I had this bad land, that means I already had some nechasim. I had some assets, so I can't, that's not a good sale. But that's not our point. Our point is that the word matzah in this context means that I just found it right now. Matzah in the previous pasuk by Ritzicha meant at the time I threw the rock. If matzah already was there from the beginning, made kara, the guy's head was already sticking out. But here matzah means I just found right now in Behove. So the Gemara explains, how do you explain, what does matzah mean? There's a steer in the understanding of the pasuk. So Amar Rava, Rava says, Hacha minyan at the kra, v'hasa minyan at the kra. Depends on the context. Hasa minyan at the kra there, by the case of Steachuza, umatzah says, Dumya de v'siga yado. The word matzah is going to be compared to v'siga yado. Ma'siga yado mehashta. That he just now found the money. He's ma'siga yado. He had enough money. So to matzah, by comparison, it also nali mahashta. He just found money right now, to the exclusion of if he had money beforehand. Hachamin yana dekra. When it comes to the pasuk of ritzicha, it's also depending on the context. Umatzah is dumi diyar. That matzah is being compared to the forest. Ma yar mide diisim mekara. The forest was always there. So af matzah. So to the word in that pasuk means nami mide diisa mekara, something that always existed. That the re'eu was there before the blade or the wood came flying out and killed him. Mara says further, quoting the Mishnah, Hazorik is a evan v'chulei. So Amalei Hahumi Rabbanan L'Rava. They wanted the Rabbanan said to Rava, Mimai Dech Mechatavas Eitim D'Rishus. Pasuk, the Mishad said, just like the guys were cutting the wood in the Yar was B'Rishus, I don't have to cut wood if I don't want to. So only when a person is doing a Maisa, that's a voluntary action, does that result in Gullus if he kills someone. But if he was doing an action that was a mitzvah, then he'd be Pater from Gullus. How do you know Chatavas Eitim if the Pasuk is referring to Rishus? Says the asks the Gemara, Dilma mechatavas etzim de sukkah, mechatavas etzim de maracha. Maybe he's cutting wood down to build a sukkah. Maybe he's cutting wood down to use to build up the fires on the mizbeach. Those are mitzvahs. So maybe even when he's doing a mitzvah and he kills someone, he should still get galus. V'afil hachi amarachman ligle, and the pasuk yet still says you get galus even though you're doing a ma'isa mitzvah. So Gemara's answers, Amar lei kevin de amar dim matzah chatuv. Again, usually we don't read the parentheses. I'm going to read anyways here. Kevin de matzah chatev enu chotev. If the person already had cut wood for the sukkah, or he had cut wood for the ma'arach of mizbeach, there's no mitzvah to cut more wood. You don't have to cut wood and build a new sukkah walls every single year and cut fresh wood. So it's only if the guy doesn't have anything else does he have that mitzvah to cut the wood. But it's, so we see that clearly that's not a chiv to do that. It's only if the guy has no other wood to use. So it's a lav mitzvah. Hashanami la mitzvah, so too, just like Chatavas Eitim is a case of not necessarily a mitzvah, so too our case of the Mishnah, of the Pasuk of the Chatavas Eitim of the Yar, is a case where there is no mitzvah. Mar asks the question now, Isivei Ravina le Rava Yotza Ha'av Makez Beno, Ha'raves Rodetz Tamido, Shteach Bezdin. So these individuals, we said, the way we understood this, the reason why they're Pater, if they killed someone, killed the son, killed the Talmud, is because they're performing a mitzvah of discipline. So Gemara says, Lema, say this. This is not a mitzvah of hitting the son or hitting the Talmud or the Sheikh Bezdin. Kevan de Ilu Gamar, had the child been learned and understood halacha, lav mitzvah, there's no mitzvah involved. Had he known? It's not a mitzvah to hit kids. It's not a mitzvah. It's just only for the kids not listening. So hashtanami la mitzvah. So too, the case here as well is not a case of a mitzvah. So Gemara says no. Avagav de gamar mitzvah, no. Sorry for all the kids here, but even though the child is learned, there still is a mitzvah. Dichsiv yasir bincha av yinichecha v'yitein ma'adarim l'nafshecha. The mitzvah to hit a kid, to put in, make sure he doesn't do anything wrong. You have to just keep him in check. Okay? So that's the initial understanding of the Gemara. Again, this is not anything we hold of nowadays. It's a different world. We don't understand this, but this is, don't worry, any of the little kids that are here. If you're worried, let me know. Gemara says, Hadar Amar Rava, then Rava says, La Milsahi. That which I said before, is that really correct? The Amri, the Pasuk says, Vasher Yavo es Hareyu Biyar, that he and his friend go to the forest, Di Bay Ail, Vi Bolaya Ail. You don't have to go to the forest. Going to the forest is a voluntary act. You can decide to, maybe you can't decide to, maybe not. Which, by the way, is interesting. I'm just pointing out now, because yesterday we discussed between Mincha Mariv whether one's allowed to hunt. And the Noda Behuda says that one of the reasons why he thinks one shouldn't hunt is because it requires going into the Yar, into the forest. And the forest is considered a place of sakana. So he thinks based on the sakana, a person shouldn't hunt unless he needs to for purposes of food. But this sounds like it's not a sakana. Just thinking that out loud. Okay. So Vishaka Da'atech Gemara says, mitzvah, if it's really a mitzvah, this, the pasuk of Chatav Eitzim is talking about a mitzvah, and even in a case of mitzvah, one is going to get gullets if he kills someone. So misagi de lo ayo. If it's not enough, if the guy doesn't go into the forest, does the guy have to go into the forest? Certainly not. So in other words, he's not learning from Chatavis Eitzim about being a rishus. He's learning from the yar, entering into the forest. That's a davar rishus. So too, only a case is a davar rishus, is it going to result in gullets as opposed to a davar mitzvah. So Amar Leih Rav Adar Bar Ava L'Rava Kol Heicha D'Chsiv Asher Di Bayhu. If it's really true, whenever it says Asher, it means there's an option. Asher means if you want to go to the forest. Does it really mean as an option? So El Miata, that's the case. Ish Asher Yitma V'lo Yishchate. So a person that he becomes Tamei and he doesn't get Yishchate. This is actually this week's Parsha. I think it's this week's Parsha, right? Let's see. Yeah, looks like it. So if a guy is Tamei, and he doesn't yischat, he doesn't receive the paraduma, and he enters into the Beis HaMikdash, he gets karis. So how do we understand this pasuk? Asher means if he wants to. Ibai mitame, ibai lo mitame. So does the guy really have the option of becoming tame or not becoming tame? Meis mitzvah, delo sagi delo mitame. So when it comes to meis mitzvah, you have to become tame. It's an obligation. So asher doesn't only mean option, a voluntary. Sometimes it can mean it's obligatory. So Hachanami the Pater, where we say that the guy is Pater from Kares, because again, the Pater continues to say that, is it true, with the way you read the whole Pater, it's a little confusing. The word Asher, right now we're understanding, can mean a voluntary. So the Pater's read, if you become Tame voluntarily, and you go into the base of Migdash, so then you get Kares. So does that mean to say, if you have an obligation to become Tame, namely for a Meis Mitzvah, then you wouldn't get Kares for entering the base of Migdash? Of course you would. I don't care how you became Tamei, whether it was a voluntary act or whether it's obligatory. If a guy is Tamei and you enter the Beis HaMikdash, you chayv karis. So we see from here that the word asher doesn't mean in a voluntary way. Asher means the fact. If a person is Tamei, whether he became that way because he had to or because he chose to, asher means just state if a person's in that situation. So asher can refer to an option.
Why can't it be both?
Why can't it? It's either one or the other.
It's not applicable. You can't use the word asher to say one.
So that the Torah has no shortage of words. The Torah would use a word that would be more, decisive. So anyways, the Gemara ends up saying, shiny hasam. There it's different. I mean, the case of Tameh is different. Damar Kra, the Pasuk says, Tameh yihyeh mikol makom. So to what you're saying, really asher does mean voluntary. It means ibai. But there's a special gzeres hakasa by the case of kares, when a person enters into the Beis HaMikdash. Even though the pasuk says asher yitma, which sounds like only if he became tamei voluntarily, it says an extra word, tamei yihyeh. No matter how a person became tamei, even if he became tamei because of the Beis HaMitzvah, if he enters into the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to get kares mikol makom. Mar says, wait a second. That pasuk of tamei yihyeh is needed for another pasuk, another drasha. How mi bailei is needed to teach me. Lich the Tanya, like the Baisa says, Tami yeah, the rabbos tivul yom, tumasabo, the rabbos michusa kippurim. Right, the pasuk says, what's a tivul yom? Person who's tame, he goes to the mikvah. Now, he's not fully tahor until sunset. So in the time between the tevila and shkiyas hachama, he's called tevil yom. So even though he's, for the most part, tahor, if he does enter into the base of Migdash while being in tevil yom, he will get karis. So that's what we learn from the pasuk of tamihiyah. The Brisa continues from the pasuk Tumasa Bo is also extra. That teaches if a person requires Mechusi Kippurim. There are certain types of Tumas, such as Mitzora and Azav and Yoledes. These individuals not only require going to the mikvah, but they also have to bring what's called a karbana, Mechusi Kippurim. They're lacking, they haven't brought the karban yet. Everything else is done except for the karbanos. So too, since they're lacking the Kippurim, the kapara, the karban, they also would be chayv karis for entering in. Either way, we see from here that the word Tameyyeh is used for a different joshua, and not to include a meis mitzvah that he would also be subject to iser karis of entering to the base of Migdash. So Gemara says, Amar le ana me'od tumaso kamina. I'm not learning the word from tummy yet. The pasuk also says, the word od is coming to add in even a meis mitzvah, a person who's tummy, because of meis mitzvah, he too be chayv karis for entering into the base of Migdash when he's tummy. Gemara says, ika de masni la aha. Some learn this idea. The idea of the Mechatavas Eitzim Rishus is actually on a completely different topic here. The idea that only Rishus, as opposed to Davar Mitzvah, different topic, the Gemara says as follows. B'charish v'katzer tishpos. It's talking about Shemitah. During the Shemitah year, you can't do various malachas. So of the malachas you can't do is you can't do Charisha, you can't do Ktsira, you can't plow, you can't cut the vegetables and stuff. So you have to rest from all that. So Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarech Lomar Charish Hashviyis V'Katzer Hashviyis. You don't have to specify the pasuk plowing and reaping. Sharei Kfar Nemar, because the pasuk already says elsewhere, Sad Chalos Sizra V'Karmah Chalos Sizmor. You can't literally plant your fields. You can't prune your fields. They all types of malachas. That's just a generic idea of any malacha. All malachas karkas asr. So Ella Filu Charish Erev Shviyis Shenichlas Hashviyis. So what do we learn from the extra pasuk of Charish Ubekatzer Tishros? To talk about that Charisha is also even Erev Shviyis, the year beforehand, the month beforehand, it's what's called Tosev Shviyis. And then Ktsira afterwards, after Shemitah is over, all this fruit that grew during Shemitah, continuing into the eighth year, would also be also because of Ktsira. That's what Rabbi Kiva understands. Kalm as long Rabbi Shmuel says no. It's not coming to include Erev Shviyas and Matzah Shviyas. He says, Ma Charish Rishus Af Kat Rishus. The reason why we say Charish is because just like Charisha, there's no mitzvah of Charisha ever. Anytime there's Charisha that's done, it's always Rishus. Now, you certainly need to do Charisha to get to certain mitzvahs, but the Maisa Charisha alone is always considered a Davar Rishus. So just like Charisha is a Davar Rishus, that's what's Aser, so too only a Ktsira that's a Davar Rishus is Aser as well. As opposed to Yatsa, Ktsir ha-omer shu mitzvah. Right, when it came to the new after Pesach time, in the beginning of the carbon omer came from the first barleys that were cut that season. So that's a mitzvah. There's a ktsir ha-omer. That's a mitzvah. The raisa. So that's permitted during the Shemitah year. Even though normally you can't do ktsir, you can't cut down any, you can't do any agricultural work, that's only a ktsir ha-shel reshus. But a ktsir ha-shel mitzvah, such as ktsir ha-omer, that would be permitted.
No, this
pasuk, because it says the connection of Charish to Katzir. So the pasuk says only Ktsira of Rishus, like Charisha, would be Aser, but there's a built-in heter of Ktsira Shel Mitzvah. So now, on this sugya, that's when we have this statement of Amr Lehahu Mirabana Lirava, Mimai de Charisha de Rishus. How do you know that Charisha that the pasuk is referring to is a voluntary act of Charisha? Dilma Charisha Omer, Charisha Omer de Mitzvah. Maybe it's talking about plowing the field in order to get the Ktsir Somer, right? The mitzvah that the Torah talks about is cutting the first barley. But how do you get to the barley to grow in the first place? You first have to plow it in the beginning of the year. So that's also considered a mitzvah. You're plowing to get to the end result of the Ktsira. So maybe it's saying even a Harisha Shal Mitzvah should be Aser, so to a Ktsira Shal Mitzvah should be Aser as well. The Gemara says further, again, Dilma Harisha Somer de Mitzvah ve'afilo hachi, still nonetheless, Amrachmana, Tishvos, you have to rest. You can't do even a Charisha, and you can't do a Katiris Shal Mitzvah. Mar says, no. Charisha is not really a mitzvah, because Amrlei, Kevin Dim Matzah Charish, Eino Charish, La Mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to plow. If the field is very plowed, so you're not supposed to plow. Let it just grow on its own. Somehow it got plowed on its own. So there's no mitzvah to plow. But let's say you had some barley that was cut already, that doesn't work. You still have a mitzvah to cut. The Beis Din has to still send shluchim down to cut their own fresh barley. So there is a mitzvah in the Maisa Ktzira, but there is not a necessarily a mitzvah in the Maisa Harisha. So Harisha here has to be Rishus, and therefore only Harisha Shal Rishus and Ketzira Shal Rishus is Aser during Shemitah, but Ketzira Shal Mitzvah is actually Mutter during Shemitah. And Mar asks the question we had earlier, but now in this sugya, Esvei Ravin LeRava. The Mishnah said, Yata Av Hamakes HaBino, HaRav Herodes Talmido, V'Sheach Bezdin, V'Amai, why is there a mitzvah to discipline Kevin de Ilo Gomer La Mitzvah? Since if they were learned, there wouldn't be a mitzvah. Hashanami la mitzvah. So we should never view it, even when they aren't learned, we shouldn't view this as a mitzvah because there's some situations where you don't have to discipline your children and the students. Where he says, no, hasam afagav de gamir nami mitzvah kavit. Even if the child and student might be learned and he's really following the derech, so still there's a mitzvah to discipline them anyways. Dichsiv yasir bin chavi yanichecha. But then the Gemara says, no, hadar amar rava retract and said, lav milsahi de amri, what I said before is not correct. Ksir dumi de harisha, ma harisha matza charish, eno charish af ksir nami matza katzer, af ksir nami matza katzer, eno katzer. Now, visa gedaitach mitzvah, matza katzer, eno katzer, mitzvah lektor lehevi. So, what's this question going on here? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, where does Rashi go here? You see, la milsa hidamri? Rashi says, "Shahaya li lahashiva tshuva nitzches dekra la b'mitzvah ayri." I could have really responded in a different way. That pasuk is dealing not in the case of mitzvah. My timer, Rashi says, "Ktsir dumi decharish, ma charish b'chol makom matzah charish eino mitzvah lachrosh." Just like you might find any place where there's something that's plowed, you don't have to plow it again. Af ktsir b'hachi askinan. So to the ktsir that we're referring to is shematza katzer eino mitzvah lektor. If you found it already cut, there is no mitzvah to cut it now. However, yatza ktsir haomer shafilu matza katzer mitzvah lektor. Like exactly what we said above. So Gemara says, now again, v'yisagadatach, one more line, I'm reading that again. V'yisagadatach mitzvah, if you think there's really a mitzvah, says Rashi, b'katzer shal mitzvah matza katzer eino mitzvah katzer, t'mir huzo. This is the question. Again, the Gemara is asking, v'yisagadatach mitzvah, so it's really a mitzvah. So matza katzer eino katzer mitzvah lektor lahavi. No, even if you do find the ktsir that's already been cut, there still is an obligation to go ahead and cut new fresh barley in order to bring it. So in the end of the day, it's a little bit confusing how you read this Gemara. But what we're concluding from all of this is that there is a mitzvah always to cut the fresh barley, even though you have already some barley that may have been cut already. What do you mean?
Before the piece about the sun, why is this now? Why does Rava? Why doesn't it go back before that? Before Rav wrote this Tamid and Shliach, that whole thing before Esvi Ravina.
Because this question Esvi Ravina is challenging this idea of Harisha and Ketzira. So we're coming to explain how this case is different of Harisha and Ketzira than the case of the Beno. The Mishnah, new Mishnah tells us now, Ha'av gola al yidei ha-ben. If his father kills a son, so he gets gullus. Ha-ben gola al yidei ha-av. If a son kills a father, he gets gullus. Ha-kol gola al yidei Yisrael. Anyone who kills another yid gets gullus. So Yisrael gola al yidei, so too vice versa. Chutz mi ger toshev. A person kills a ger toshev. A ger toshev is not a ger tzedek, it's not a ger. Ger toshev is referring to a person who's still a goy, but he accepted upon himself not to do a avodah zarah, or perhaps he accepted upon himself to do all shev mitzvah b'nei noach, machlokas exactly. But ger toshev is referring to not a ger tzedek, but a person who lives amongst the Jews, keeping the halachas that he's supposed to be keeping. If a ger toshev ain't no gola ella aide ger toshev, a ger toshev only gets galus if he kills another ger toshev. But if he kills a Yisrael, he wouldn't get galus. So Gemara says, Ha'av gola yidei ha-ben. A father who hits a son does get galus. What do you mean? I thought a father's allowed to hit the son. V'ha'amris yotza av ha-makis b'no. Didn't we say before that a father's allowed to hit the son? No, b'no, the gomer, the boy is learned. He's following the proper path. So the father had no right to hit the son. That's why it gets galus. But didn't we say v'ha'amris avagav the gomer mitzvah kavid? Didn't we say earlier, even if the son is following the derech Hashem, there's still a mitzvah upon the father to hit the son? Kavid b'shulya, a mitzvah kavid, b'shulya denagre. So what's Shuli Benagri? He's talking about now where he's, Rashi explains, Belimur de Cheresh Eitim. He's teaching him how to be a carpenter. Shenim Lam de Torah El Umnes. If he's teaching him Torah and he hits the kid while hitting, teaching him Torah, that's permitted according to the Gemara. Now, even the kids understand that you can still slap him across the face. If you're teaching him a trade, like a carpentry, that doesn't allow you to hit him across the face. And that's why the father gets galus if he kills him in such a case. Or he says, what do you mean? It might be a little crazy for you, some of you to hear what we're about to say right now. But, shuli de nagri chayusihi. What do you mean? That's his life source. He needs a parnasa. Zokt Rashi, chayusihu, v'afzu mitzvah ha'avlalando. There's a mitzvah of the father to teach a trade. There's a mitzvah to get a job and to make a parnasa. So that's a mitzvah. So if it's a mitzvah, the father is allowed to discipline his kid to learn the proper trade. So Gemara says, no, we're talking about a situation where the boy already has a trade, he's making money. The father is trying to teach him another trade as well, which he doesn't need, he already has what he needs to do. So teaching him already a second trade is no longer considered a mitzvah. And then the father disciplines him while teaching him the second, this extra trade, and then he kills him. That's why the father would get galus. Okay. Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah further. Haben gol aydei ha'av. Ruminhi. Makin nefesh pra'la makin aviv. The pasuk says, if, trying to find the pasuk on the side here. 1 second. Okay. It says, Levnei Yisrael lagerv latosha besocham tiyena sheish ha'arim ha'ela lemiklat. There's 6 ari miklat, and there are 42 other ari migrash. We'll get to that later on in the Masechta. Anybody who kills another Jew accidentally goes to galus. So Gemara says, "Makin nefesh prat lemaka aviv." Person kills his father, he doesn't get galus. Ah, but didn't we say in the Mishnah a son who kills a father does get galus? So Amar Rav Kana lokasha ha Rabbi Shimon ha Rabbanan. The Rabbi Shimon damar chenek chamer misayif. So shigas sayif nitna lekapara. Shigigas chenek lo nitna lekapara. What's going on here? Let's look at Rashi here. So Rashi says, you see Rashi 3 wide lines down. Rashi says, the Rabbi Shimon, Damer b'Sanhedrin perek dalad misas daf memtesim beis chenek chamer misayif. This is a machlokus, the hierarchy of Mises Bezdin. So he thinks chenek, strangulation, is more chamer than that of killing with a sword. Uledidei, according to him, hahorig es aviv b'chenek. Misa for killing a father is chenek, which is more chomer than reticha. And the further on Rashi we keep reading, the tznam mishin is chayiv beis misa, a guy who's chayiv 2 different misa, nidon b'chamur. You always get the more stringent misa. So hahorig aviv chayiv shei misos. A guy who kills his father is chayiv 2. He's chayiv for murder, and he's chayiv for hitting his father. So shahose chabur b'aviv mina nechnakim hein, he should get chenek, which according to Rabbi Shimon is more severe, and a makin nefesh min hanerogin gets sayif, the kanish chabur aviv viriticha. These are the 2 isurim. Uli Rabbi Shimon says Rashi further, damer chenek chomer im hayazeh mezid hayeb chenek. If he did it on purpose, he would get chenek. V'ach shav shehu shogeh. But now he only did this accidentally. Lo nitna shkagasa lekapara begalus. Right, because galus is only a kapara of sayif. Right, sayif is everyone agrees sayif is what you get for murder. So saif translates to galus for shogeg. But according to Rabbi Shimon, now you have chenek. The chenek is a step up, more severe punishment. So there, galus cannot overcome the kapar that's needed for a worse avera. It only gets the lowest level of saif, can help for the greater punishment. So that's why Rabbi Shimon says, there is no galus. That's the pasuk here, makin nefesh, pradle makaviv. A person who kills the father doesn't get galus because the killing the father has an additional higher punishment of chenek. However, back to the Gemara, l'rabanan, damri saif, chamer mechenek, they hold that saif is more severe than chenek. Horig aviv b'shogeg, so really what's the greater punishment between saif and chenek? Saif, according to Rabbanan. And saif is a general punishment for murder. So shiga saif, we know in general, is nitna l'kapara, it is given the kapara of galus. So that's why he holds, he's the author of our mission, the Rabbanan, that say that maka aviv does get galus. Okay, good. Rava Amar, Rava says, prat lo'ose chabur b'aviv b'shogeg. No, when it says makin nefesh, it says, person kills someone, he gets ritzicha. But person gives a chabur to his father, and doesn't kill his father, just makes a chabur in his father, he doesn't get galus. Since if a person hit his father on purpose, he would be chayiv misa. So maybe if he hit his father b'shogeg, he should get galus as well. Kamashmala, not the case. So to understand this, you have to understand the sugya of Sanhedrin. There's a lot of indications in the sugya there in Sanhedrin that when a person hits the father, it's actually viewed as murder. Even though it's not really murder, it has the same dinim as murder almost. A lot of indication like this. So if that's the assumption we're making here, so if we view hitting the father as murder, so if the guy killed hit his father, bemazed, he would get misa, that's viewed as misa of murder, even though it's not really murder. So shogeg of hitting the father would be viewed as gullus, which is like the shogeg of a murder. That's the habamina. Kamash Milan, that's not the case. Now, we don't know exactly what the Kamash Milan is. I'll just say a simple way is, Kamash Milan, we don't view hitting a father as murder. That's a simple way how to reject that idea. Okay, everyone's good still? Okay, we still have plenty of time. Should we go to the top of the next page? Yeah, or you guys want to break here? It's too much? No response? Some guys are with me? I see some eyes. Yeah, we're good? Okay.
Let's go.
Go, we'll go for it? Okay. Gemara says two dots. Hakol golem ayde Yisrael. Hakol golem ayde Yisrael. When we have this cloud, the Mishnah, that everyone gets gullus for killing, anyone would get gullus for killing another yid. So, lasuya mai, what's that coming to include? Lasuya eved vikusi. To include even an eved and a kusi, that they too are included in this Yisrael here. So, tanina laha, the Mishnah says, the Tanna Rabbanan, eved vikusi gole veloka ayde Yisrael. An Eved or Kusi would get Gullus if they were to kill a Jew, and they would get Malchus as well if they were to do what? What's the case talking about here? For cursing a Jew. And Yisrael, Gol of Lokai de Kusi Eved. And Yisrael, if he were to kill a Kusi or an Eved, or he were to curse one, he'd also get Gullus and Malchus respectively. So Bishma, I understand Eved v'kusi gola ide Yisrael v'loka. I understand that the Eved and Kusi would get Gullus, and they would get Malchus, because gola de katle, they kill the Jew, so they get Gullus. And loka de latia, they get Malchus, because they cursed a Jew. El Yisrael gola v'loka ide Kusi. So why would a Yid get Gullus and Malchus for the count of a Kusi? Bishma gola, I understand the katle if he killed the Kusi, so Kusi is also viewed as a Jew. So he would get Gullus for that. El loka amai. Why would Yisrael get Malchus for anything on the account of a Kusi to Latia if he cursed him? But why? You're allowed to curse a Kusi. The Pasuk says, V'nasi b'amcha lo so'ar. You can't curse a Nasi, bose ma'ise imcha, only person who's following in your ways. But a Kusi is not keeping the lach like we're supposed to. So he's not ose imcha. So you're allowed to curse such a person. It wouldn't result in Malchus. So El Amar Ravacha Bar Yaakov Kagon Sheheyed Bo V'huzam. So there's a case where he testified and he's found to be Zomim. What's the case here? Says Rashi, Sheheyed Bo Shuchai Malchus. The Yid said that the Kusi did something wrong, they's Chai Malchus. Turns out that the Yid was found to be Adam Zomim. So he gets the Malchus that he was Kasher Zomim to do, he receives it. So that's a scenario where Yisrael would get Malchus on the account of the Kusi.
The Kusi
for Malchus, you're saying? He would for these purposes he would be considered achiv. The Gemara says in Baba Kama that achiv excludes a eved who doesn't have yichus, but a kusi does. Let's see. The Gemara is about to ask this question. Probably Gemara says eved. Let's see. Vitkavase gavi eved shehuad bo v'huzam eved bar edisu. So they don't ask that question. Achiv. Let's see. There's a Rashi here. So if we say the same case by an eved can't give edus. One second here. Right. So again, once we establish that this case of kusi, the malchus is referring to edus now. So that means we have to also establish a case of eved to also be where the eved gives edus against the Yisrael and he's found to be edim zomim. But we know that an eved's possible edus, so he doesn't ask this question. But I think the Gemara of Baba Kama discusses this a little bit about achiv excluding an eved. But I guess we have to assume a kusi is also achiv. Ella amar vacha braid ravika hacha b'mayaskinan. What are we dealing with here? Kigon shekeu haka. She'ein ba shavar pruta. He's talking about a case where he hit him an amount that's not chayv pruta. Normally, if one adam hits another adam, you have to pay nezek and tsar and all those in yonim. But let's say you hit them less than a shavar pruta, so there's no value to that. So then, what happens is damar rabbi ami, amar rabbi yochanan hakeo haka she'ein ba shavar pruta loke. There is malchus for a person who hits someone. It sounds like a strange thing. If you hit less, if you give him a small little like pinch, a little cut, a little needle, if it's less than a shapruta, you would actually get a worse punishment than giving a little bit more of a blow. That's a technicality of some sort. So again, that's the case. And therefore, that's why he gets malchus in all these different scenarios. And velo makshin hakala klala, and we do not make a hekesh between malchus and rather hitting and cursing. Because had you made a connection between hitting and cursing, we would say, just like you're allowed to curse a kusi, that would mean you're also allowed to hit a kusi. So we don't make such a hekesh. We say you're not allowed to hit it, you're not allowed to curse a kusi. Rather, you are allowed to curse a kusi, you just can't hit a kusi. And a person does hit a kusi, if it's less than a shapruta, that's when it will result in malchus. Okay, everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.
Monday night is the next one.
Okay.